Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, mamas. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. Today, I want to talk about dropping naps. 3 to 2, 2 to 1, and 1 to none, the dreaded one. How do you manage? How do you do this without a ton of tears? And when's the great time to do it? So let's start with 3 to 2. I find this one is almost the most natural. It happens around 6 to 7 months. And how you know your baby's ready is when they can tolerate more awake time. So if you're running out of time on that third nap, so if you're all of a sudden the third nap is 6 o'clock, that is a good time to drop it and go to 2. The benefits of this is that you'll find your baby's sleep in the day consolidates better. Probably before this, kind of 6 months and younger, naps are a bit inconsistent, right? Sometimes they're long, but often they're one sleep cycle and they're awake. That third nap of the day is usually a cat nap anyway. As mama coaches, we usually recommend don't even try the crib unless your babe is really, really good at going down in her crib. It's just fine to have that third nap of the day in the carrier, in the stroller, on the go, however it looks. It is just that cat nap to get them to bedtime. But if all of a sudden your baby is crying a ton during that third nap and fighting it, and by the time she falls asleep at 6 o'clock or 5:30, it's time to consider dropping that nap. And to do that, what you would do is that last stretch of the day usually turns into 3 hours before bedtime, between 6 and 7 months. It's a little bit on the high side, and you're maybe going to have to do an extra song and dance to get your babe, to keep her happy before bedtime. And how we recommend this is at the time where you were going to put her down for her third nap because she seems just pooped, she's cranky, she's fussy, feed her. But don't let her fall asleep at the breast or on the bottle. Turn the lights on. If you have a toddler, get the toddler talking to her while she feeds. And this will give her enough short-term rejuvenation to make it to bedtime. But bedtime can't be at its normal time. You need to shift it earlier for about a week or so till babe adjusts to that new, longer period of awake time. So I would move it back to 6:15, 6:30, and within a week or so, you probably can scale closer to 6:45. You don't want to get in the habit of putting your baby down at 6:15 at night, 6:15, because then you're going to start battling early mornings, which is a topic for another show. So that's 3 to 2. 2 to 1. So 2 naps to 1 nap. What does that look like? So we often get messages around 10, 11, 12 months from moms who says, is my baby ready for 1 nap? She's really, really fussing and protesting and doesn't want to go down for her afternoon nap. And I would say probably not. There is the odd baby that drops to 1 nap early around the 10, 11, 12 month mark, but it's not very often. It is probably a developmental leap. We see this all the time in 10-month-old babies. All of a sudden, for about a 2-week span, naps stink. They're either short or there's a ton of crying going to sleep. And I attribute this to the learning to stand up in the crib, right? They're figuring out how to pull themselves up and stand on their own 2 feet. And it's the first time they've ever done this. And sleep is hugely disrupted right around this time, kind of that 10, 11, 12 month mark, like I said. So I would maybe stretch the awake time a little bit at that age, but I wouldn't drop the nap. Probably what it is your baby's brain is just busy figuring out how to move on his feet. So things you can do in the day is practice. Have him stand on the edge of the couch and practice pulling himself up. And then, because this is a hard one, when they get themselves up in the crib, they can't get back down, right? And that's scary. So in the day, during his playtime, help him practice from standing to sitting. Standing to sitting, it'll help. And usually within a couple weeks, you'll see that developmental leap pass. They may or may not be walking yet, but it's something developmental, cognitively happening in their head that impacts naps and it impacts sleep, but it will pass. So try not to introduce new props at that time. Just take a deep breath, pour a coffee, and know it'll pass. You may have to go for a stroller. Thank goodness the weather is getting better. Put her in the stroller and let her have an afternoon nap there if you're really struggling. But it may be that she's ready to drop from 2 to 1 naps. This is usually around the 15, 16, 17 month mark. And how do you know that she's ready? So one nap usually extends dramatically. So it's usually the morning one. They just crush the morning nap. It gets very long. And then the afternoon nap, they're not interested. Usually they fart around and they're just playing in their crib. Or maybe their naps are both fine. They're solid and they're protesting at bedtime though. All of a sudden, tears, tons of tears at bedtime that weren't there before. That could mean that they're ready to drop the nap. Or it could be early mornings. Maybe everything looks in place. They're napping fine, they go down fine, but all of a sudden they are up at the crack of dawn, and whatever you do, it won't subside, okay? That is a good indication that they are ready to drop that nap. So first off, don't do this on day one of them acting this way. I would wait until it's consistently happening for about 2 weeks. And I know that sounds like a long time, but you don't want to rush dropping a nap because you risk having an overtired baby. So if it's been happening for 2 weeks, then it's time. So to do this, the first thing you do is you drop that morning nap. So you're going to have to think of some fun activities for your baby to do because her body's kind of used to going down at 9 or 9:30 in the morning. So I would get the pots and pans out, fill them with water, let her play, let her make a mess, take her outside, lots of fresh air. But I would maybe avoid the car at the time that she's usually set to sleep because she'll probably fall asleep on you and that will mess this up. So take her out, but maybe to the park in your neighborhood, but not driving because that will probably mess with things. And then I would give her a big snack around 10:30. And then around 11, I would put her down for her first nap, or first and only nap, because now she's only gonna do one, and do that for a few days. So she's kind of gonna nap right over the lunch period, and that's okay. And then feed her a big lunch when she wakes up, okay? So once she's awake, big lunch, and then you're probably going to have to do the song and dance again in the afternoon for a few days till she adjusts to having those larger chunks of awake time. So bedtime also has to be earlier. I would put her down by 6:15 these days just because we don't want her to get overtired. And this is a big change to drop from 2 naps in a day to 1. So do it at 11 for a few days, 11:30. For a few days, then 12. And I find the ideal time for 15, 16, 17 month and beyond, a babe that's having one nap a day, a great time for them to nap is around 12:30. Right after lunch, put them down. And the reason is they can have a 2, 2.5 hour nap and wake up rejuvenated and still have that 4, 4.5 hour stretch that they need to get to bedtime and be in bed by 7, which is awesome. If you nap them too late in the afternoon, so you're putting them down 1 or 2, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon is pushing it, you may have trouble at bedtime. First off, it's going to get too late. And second off, like if they're napping from 2 till 5, Sleep later in the afternoon is very restorative, and what happens is they'll really fight bedtime. Or if you find you have a who has a cranky toddler, they wake up in the afternoon and they are miserable from their nap. That's called sleep inertia, and they're just waking in a deeper stage of sleep, and they feel fogged and grumpy, and it takes them a while to snap out of it. One way to resolve that is to just move the nap earlier. And it'll really help because they'll wake up earlier in the afternoon. It's not as deep of a sleep, and they'll wake up happier. So 12:30 is the ideal time for a nap. They'll probably, you just want to make sure that they're up by 4 o'clock at the latest. So if they're going to bed later in the afternoon, you want them up by four because that's a bedtime by 8, which is a little bit late. So even having them up by 3 is ideal to keep yourself on schedule for a 7 o'clock bedtime. So that's one nap a day. And when do we do the drop to 0 naps a day, which every mom is kind of like, oh, now what am I going to do with them? But the truth is you have a couple options. This usually happens between, on the young side is 2.5, and that's young. Not every baby is ready to drop a nap at 2.5. I would say probably most aren't. And some children nap till closer to, 4.5 years old. And that's okay. It all depends on your child. So the ideal, what are the symptoms? I sound like a nurse. What are the signs that your baby might be ready to drop a nap? Total drop a nap to no naps is that same thing, bedtime. They are struggling at bedtime. They do not want to go to bed. Like these babes, they might even nap 32 minutes and it's 10 o'clock at night and they're still farting around in their beds. Often these children have sleep skills and they know they should be sleeping, but they just don't have enough sleep pressure built up to fall asleep. So it's not their fault. They're just meeting their total sleep needs in 24 hours. If they're having a 2.5 hour nap in the day, it's taking away from that nighttime sleep. So it usually either happens at the beginning piece of the night where they really just cannot fall asleep. It's 10 o'clock at night and they're playing, in their bed. Or it happens on the other side and they're up at the crack of dawn. That is usually another indication that they need to drop that nap. But I find that it's usually not the case where they just won't nap anymore. Most toddlers will nap if you lay them down. It's just it starts to impact their nighttime sleep. So as parents, early on in the game, you kind of have to make a choice. So if they're 2.5, 2.75, and bedtime's becoming a bit of a fight, what you can do to hang on to the nap is to extend it by 30 minutes. Extend bedtime by 30 minutes. So instead of putting her down at 7, put her down at 7:30 or 7:45, and that might buy you a few more months of naps if that's what's working for your family. So try that. But if it's moving on to 8:30, 9:30, that's probably too late for your little one. And I would suggest dropping the nap. And to do this, you would just essentially stop napping her. And same thing, I wouldn't recommend a car ride on that first week where you're trying to drop a nap. You would need to basically introduce some fun activities to keep her busy through the afternoon when she's used to going to sleep and having a nap, and then push bedtime way earlier for that first week because her little self is just getting used to not having a daytime nap. And if you make bedtime the usual time, she will be way too tired come bedtime. So 6:15 bedtime, I would do that for a week and then slowly shift it back to 7. Does it have to be 100% consistent right out of the gates where you're like, you're not having naps anymore 7 days a week, this is how it's going to be? No, it doesn't have to be that way. We have to follow our lead a little bit. Maybe she has a nap every third day for an hour just to get her through so that you don't have a cranky toddler on your hand while she adjusts. That's totally fine. Or maybe you went back to work at 12 months, like lots of us do, and your babe went to daycare. And daycare often moves babes to a one nap a day schedule a little bit before they're ready, just because that's how the situations work in daycare rooms, where they like to nap everybody straight after lunch. I find it works better to, like, it's really hard for your child. Daycare might try to accommodate and nap your child twice a day if that's still what they're doing. However, it's hard for your baby to have that first nap in the day because at daycare, because it's noisy, right? It's not conducive for sleep. Whereas if you just let her have that nap after lunch with everybody, at least it's quiet and she's going to sleep. However, you're probably going to have to catch her up at home with two naps a day on the weekend or the days that you're off. And she can kind of just cycle back and forth till she adjusts to one nap a day. So it doesn't have to be 100% consistency out of the gate with dropping a nap. And lastly, it can be quiet time. This is a good habit to get into if you're home with your babes and you need to get some stuff done in the afternoon. Plus, it's good rejuvenation for them without sleeping so that you still hang on to bedtime. So what does quiet time look like? You basically set them up in their bedroom with an activity, books, puzzles, coloring books, depending on if you trust your little one with markers in her room, crayons. But depending on the age of your child, if they're 3 and older and you're doing this, they're going to feel so big and so excited at the thought of getting to have some time to play in their room and not sleep, because for whatever reason, kids resist sleep, right? So the thought of not having to sleep, they're going to feel big and empowered. So if you just set like an oven timer in their bedroom for 30 minutes of quiet time, 40 minutes, whatever the rule is at your house, and set the parameters with her and set her up for success by giving her some quiet activities to play with, that can be a really nice time for them to just come back to baseline, feel rejuvenated without sleeping so they can still hold on to bedtime. Plus, mom gets a hot minute to herself, which is always nice. So that's how you drop the naps, 3 to 2, 2 to 1, and 1 to none. If you have any questions, as always, we are happy to help you. We are across Canada. We are all nurses and we talk sleep all day long. So any questions at all about your toddler or your baby, your preschooler, we are happy to help. So I wore my One Lucky Mama t-shirt today because it's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. So I hope everybody has a good one and I will see you Monday morning. See you guys.